Headline: Hyperliquid downplays extreme centralization and pay-to-play criticisms, published at 8:51 p.m. UTC. January 8, 2025. Hyperliquid, a blockchain and on-chain perpetuals exchange, has found itself at the center of controversy following a whistleblower report. Facing multiple allegations of extreme centralization and pay-to-play favoritism, the platform is barking back at critics who claim that its decentralization is a sham. The exchange rose to prominence with a multi-million-dollar airdrop and prides itself on an ostensibly decentralized trading experience that supposedly rivals major crypto exchanges. However, it's now under scrutiny after allegations of pay-to-play practices that favor a tiny number of well-connected insiders. Subheading: Black Market Deals and Hyperliquid Centralization. Whistleblowers have claimed that black market deals have allowed wealthy investors to corner the supply of HYPE tokens used for transaction validation. They also claim Hyperliquid's closed source code, poor documentation, and reliance on a centralized API further consolidate power with elites. Ex-Blockstream Alex Bergeron lamented the Hyperliquid report, saying, "The entire proof-of-stake industry is a complete charade." Others laughed. It is a CEX pretending to be a DEX. The core of the issue lies in the blockchain's validator mechanisms, which are crucial for the integrity of transactions. The mainnet's tiny validator rewards, according to critics, are insufficient to cover bonding requirements, with a supermajority of staked HYPE controlled by foundation nodes. Worse, blockchain security expert Taylor Monahan notes that hackers have exploited the platform and taken advantage of its various points of centralization, including its validation software binary. The entire system relies on the Hyperliquid team member who builds, distributes that prepackaged piece of software that every validator blindly runs, she said. Subheading: Hyperliquid says it is iterating and improving. For its part, Hyperliquid has responded to these criticisms. Its team argues that no single entity can dominate the blockchain decision-making process. It emphasizes its commitment to community-driven governance and acknowledges the shortcomings of the validator pool. The team also claims to be pushing forward on a foundation delegation program to decentralize validation. "There is no way to buy a seat at the table," it emphasized. Nevertheless, it admits, the node code is currently closed source. As the debate continues, Hyperliquid must prove its commitment to decentralization while addressing security concerns. Critics think it never had these commitments in the first place. At time of publication, HYPE has declined 10% within the last 24 hours and is trading 39% below its all-time high. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.